عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 13th of Rabi'ul Akhir, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Naba, chapter number 78 and verses 21 to 30. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that people are disputing, arguing regarding the Day of Justice, the Day of Judgment. Allah Jalla Wala states that that will surely take place when only Almighty Allah knows. It will be a Friday. Which Friday? That also is exclusively known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But the signs were explained to us by Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. Almighty Allah highlights his bounties upon humanity. Look at this land and sand, we made it a carpet for you. Look at the mountain and we made it pegs for you. We created you in pairs, Adam and Eve. You have male, female. You have right and left. You have hot and cold. And the night Allah Ta'ala made it for you so that you rest in time, so your body will be rejuvenated, ready for the next day's challenges. And the night everywhere, the blanket, it is covered in darkness. When the day, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشَا, we must go and work, seek our livelihood. And in the early part of the morning is the best, because that is the time of barakah and blessing. اللهم بارك لأمتي في بكورها. حبيبنا مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that, O Allah, grant us barakah and blessing in the early part of the morning. Therefore, to sleep, a person wakes up for Fajr and just sleeps and makes it a habit. That is reprehensible and disliked in Islam. We must be an active ummah, a proactive ummah, not a sleeping ummah and a dreaming ummah. And Allah made for you the seven skies firm and solid above you. Allah Jalla Wala made the sun for you, the shining, glittering lamp. Allah sent the rain and see the torrential rain. Now it was raining when I went for Zuhur Salat, came back. We placed our hand in the rain. Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. Learn the dua, O Muslim, O Muslimah. When it rains, then just take your finger out and say, Hadithu, Hadithu, Ahadin, Ahadin, Bi Rabbi. O Allah, this is the latest bounty from my sustainer, Narisha. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. And when we practice on the Sunnah Mubarakah, Yuhbibukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We are sinners, we are transgressors. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. Through the rain, Allah Ta'ala produces for us the grain and the herbs and vegetation. And then you see the orchards, the gardens, they are covered and surrounded by the wonderful trees, that there are so many trees, Al-Fafa. The day of justice is appointed, and the day it will be blown into the trumpet, people will come in their droves. Everything in the skies will be blasted to smithereens, and people will think that they are small, small corridors, small, small doors and portals, and the mountains will also be like a mirage. Now today's lesson, chapter 78, Surah Naba. This is the last juice, the last part of the noble Quran. May Almighty Allah accept it from us and make us maqbool, accepted in this world and the year after. Almighty Allah, always you will see, Al-Ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha, things are recognized by their opposites. So today's lesson, Almighty Allah highlights what will happen in Jahannam, the hellfire. Tomorrow, inshallah, Almighty Allah will inform us what will happen in Jannah and Paradise. So chapter 78, verses 21 to 30, Inna Jahannama, Innama, inna, verily, definitely, certainly, Jahannama, the hellfire. Kanat mirsada is a place of waiting. Jahannam is waiting for those people, remember, who rejected Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, rejected the articles of faith, and Almighty Allah calls them the kuffar, the non-Muslim, the rejectors. Then the mushrikeen, the polytheists, those who ascribe somebody, something to Almighty Allah. Then the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who hate Muslim names, and they even would pray in the masjid, in the mosque, and so forth, fast during Ramadan. But it was only from the tip of the tongue, not from the inner recesses of the heart. It was just a mock. They were making a mockery. So these three groups, we will give you the relevant verses just now. Inna jahannama kanat mirsada. Verily, Jahannam is the waiting place for them. Littaghina ma'aba. For these rebellious ones. اذهب الى فرعون انه طغى. You Musa alayhi salatu salam, go to the Pharaoh because he's rebellious. So طغى is the verb, لطغين is the noun. So these people forever disobedient, rebellious, مآبا, that is their resting place. They will dwell and stay there. لابثين فيها أحقابا. أحقاب, the plural of حقبٌ. حقب means 80 years, so it means they will dwell there and stay there forever and ever. In this text and context, it refers to the non-Muslims, so it means it's forever, eternal doom and gloom. Write down, make notes, mental notes, write it down, record it. For the people who are sane and mature, they reject the Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Allah, they reject the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They reject the articles of faith. Also for them, Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 33, verses 64-65, Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirina wa'adda lahum sa'ira. Verily, Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims and those who are sane and mature. Already prepared for them the blazing fire and the furnace. Khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever, eternal. La yajiduna waliya wa la nasira. They will not find there, remember, anyone as a helper or anyone there, remember, as a protector for them. So always they will be doomed forever and ever. So therefore we need to be very careful nowadays who we take as our friends and so forth, because people are influenced by them. And Almighty Allah has mentioned this in chapter 33 and verses 64 and verse number 65. So that is for the kuffar and the non-Muslims, remember that. Thereafter, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, people worship worshipping this idol, that word idol. And it's not only idol. Remember, human beings, anybody, they equate them with Almighty Allah, that this one will give me health. Well, children, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Verily, Allah will never forgive those people who ascribe, associated anybody, anything to Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla. Chapter 4, verse 48. Then the hypocrites, that they say they are Muslims, but in their heart they devoid of iman and faith. Allah Jalla wa Ala is the sole judge. Surah chapter 4, verse 145. Inna al-munafiqeena fi ad-darki al-asfali min an-nar. They thought they will get away with their double game. In front of the Muslims, they say we Muslims. With the kuffar, they tell them, the non-Muslims, inna ma'akum, that we are with you. Innama nahnu mustazi'un. We are just joking with them and ridiculing them. So they will know what the consequences will be when they are dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, the worst place and the lowest layer. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Oh Almighty Allah, protect us from the fire. And Allahumma ahfadna minhu. Allah, save us. Now when they already dispatched there inside the furnace, the hellfire, لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا, they will dwell and stay there forever and ever, eternal doom and gloom. لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا, and they will not taste there in Jahannam, the hellfire, barda, any coolness. We want cold water, cold juice, cold drink, whatever, nothing for them, nothing to bring about raha, relaxation for them, to quench their thirst. Nay, wala sharaba, and no other drink, remember, that will be palatable, that will give them satisfaction. So barda, so remember this, they will not feel any coolness there. It means comfort and so forth. And no drink that is palatable for them, that will bring joy and quench their thirst and so forth. So what will they be given? Allah says, Illa hamimun wa ghassaqa. Hamim, you see your bathroom is called a hammam. Why? You get the hot water, boiling water. So for them will be hamima. Hamima means ma'ul harara nihaya. So it means that the water reaching the maximum harara, nihayatul harara, the maximum temperature. They will be boiling and the water will be thrown upon them. Look at Abu Jahl. What Quran says about him? He died on a Friday. And remember in Ramadan, 17 Ramadan Friday, in the Marika Battle of Badr. And then Quran says, ثُمَّ سُبُّوا فَوْقَ رَاسِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْحَمِيمِ. Chapter 44, Surah Dukhan. Now he is dispatched to Jahannam. He is shackled and put in the fetters and chains and dumped into Jahannam. Thereafter, Subbu, oh you angels, pour upon him, the entourage of angels, فوق رأسه, above his head, من عذاب الحميم, the punishment, the boiling water. Then he used to walk around the gullies and alleys of Makkah, Abu Jahl, Amr bin Hisham, and Abu al-Hakam was his kunya, Agdoman. He used to say, Anal Azizul Kareem. Allah Jalla Wala addresses him whilst he, Abu Jahl, is in Jahannam. Look, taste it, O enemy of Islam, enemy of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fir'aun hadhil ummah. He is the pharaoh of this ummah, Abu Jahl. Look, taste it now. All this boiling water, and the shajarat al-zaqoom, the pungent tree with thorns. إنك أنت العزيز الكريم. Verily you said you are so powerful and you are generous. Now see what you can do. So chapter 44, verses 43. So verses number 43, right up to verse number 50, the punishment that comes for him, Abu Jahl and company. Allah Jalla Wala protect us. Chapter 42, Surah Dukhan, verses 43 to 50. I wanted to show you the word Hamim. وغساقا, you see, ما يخرج أي الصديد من أهل النار. When people are there in Jahannam, the pus, the matter, the refuse that comes out and emanates from their body, front, back, sideways. So that is what they will be tasting. Because they will be burning. And remember, they want something to insert in their mouth that it will bring some sort of relief and satisfaction, but alas, that will not happen. And every time their body gets burnt, then it will be replaced immediately. Skin grafting, chapter 4, verse number 56. Kullama nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha. Every time the one layer of skin is burnt, automatically another layer will be brought, and the punishment will be continuous. Liyazukul adab. Everything you want to know is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran and mentioned, recorded in the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Muslim, did you ask, did you beg, did you petition Allah today for Jannah, Jannat al Firdaus? Idha sa'altumullah fas'aluhu al Firdaus fa inna a'ala. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. When you beg Almighty Allah for yourself, for your family, your parents, your deceased who are Muslim, then say, Ya Allah, grant us Jannat al-Firdaus, because that is the central portion of Jannah and the supreme portion of Jannah. Allahumma inna nasaluka Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Three times a day minimum you ask Allah for Jannah. And paradise, Jannat itself, paradise itself will come. Ya Allah, even I want this person, Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, Amatullah and Amatul Rahman, they must enter Jannah. Because they should beg you three times a day or more. Three times a day we ask Allah for protection from Jahannam and the hellfire. Then this hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Jahannam and hellfire will say, Oh Allah, even I don't want them here. Take them away from here. So imagine what an easy prescription. But who is going to practice on it? Jaza'un wifaqa. We always say in English, the punishment must suit the crime. So all this they took from the Quran Sharif. Jaza, you see, jaza, I told you, it means remember, reward or punishment. Therefore, somebody does us a favor, you must qualify it and say, Jazakallahu khaira. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, when you tell that person, Jazakallahu khaira, faqad ablagha thana, then you have praised that person, your muhsin, your benefactor, abundantly and profusely. But we just say Jazakallah, so that could mean Allah Ta'ala reward you or Allah Ta'ala punish you. Obviously that is incomplete. So Jaza'a, so this is the punishment. Wifaqa, the corresponding punishment, the suitable punishment. So the crime, if you gave them 1,000,000 years, they would still die on kufr and shirk, on blasphemy and polytheism and hypocrisy, and therefore they will suffer perpetually and eternally. Innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha. Chapter 23, verse number 100. Allah Ta'ala answers. They say, Ya Allah, please send us back to this world. We will do everything we're supposed to do. Allah's simultaneous answer, Kalla, never ever. Allah Jalla Wala stamps his majesty, authority, sovereignty. إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا. These were the people, they never had hope, they never believed, they never had conviction. حسابا, that one day there will be a day of reckoning, a day of justice, a day of judgment. When the Muslims, the Sahaba, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, they would make a mockery, ridicule the verses, ridicule the messenger, ridicule everybody, Allah forbid. So today, the people will be laughing at them. The Muslims will be laughing at them. You were mocking us, now see what that led you to. So now you are going straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, and you will stay there forever and ever. Almighty Allah makes mentions of this. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَدْحَكُونَ. Verily, these criminals, when they used to see the people of Iman and faith, they used to laugh, make a mockery, a joke. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. And when they pass them, they would wink eye, make suggestions, and, you know, make this sign and this sign. How are we fooling the Muslims? وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ. Then, when the Muslims go, remember, to their families, how will they go? إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ قَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. So they will be rejoicing. And in front, فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. So you must remember this, that the non-Muslims, they were rejoicing in this world, but yet the Muslims are rejoicing. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. So the Muslims will be laughing now. And eternal success. Go open chapter number 83, Surah Mutaffifin, that the fraudsters, right in the ending, you will find everything there. So each one of us should understand that we should not fool ourselves. So we must prepare for that day of justice and judgment. How are you going to prepare? Say, Allahumma hasibna hisabai yasira. Ya Allah, make our reckoning, our accountability easy, Ya Allah. We just show our face and then we enter Jannat al-Firdaus. We go overseas, international trip, and then we see green and red. We just go to green. So then no questions, no interrogation. You go to red, open this bag, open that bag, open that luggage, and then manuqisha uziba. On the day of justice, once the interrogation takes place, the people will fail, and then headlong they are dispatched straight to Jahannam. Wakazzabu biayatina kizzaba. They were the same people who rejected completely our verses. They rejected our signs. They made a mockery of it. Look at today what the mockery they make of Islam. Among ourselves, we got the traitors and the murtads and the apostates. Among the enemies, so they will tell you that Islam, teachers and preachers, terrorism, and they will make a mockery and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala responds to them, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ. Every action of every human being is recorded, we record it. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Whatever actions you did, you will find it present on the day of justice. That person will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What is wrong with this book? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. It did not omit and leave out any minor sin, major sin. Everything is there. So Allah Ta'ala commanded these angels, you write everything, what he or she is doing. They sane and mature, they are now mukallaf, they are responsible for their speech, their deeds, their actions. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا, recorded in the book. Now when that person comes to the day of justice, he wants Jannat. Allah Ta'ala will ask the mushrik, the non-Muslim, did you commit shirk? Did you commit polytheism? Did you worship idols? Listen to his answer. Never. I never worshipped idols. I never did this, the non-Muslim will say. And not only that, look at the language. Wallahi Rabbina, he takes an oath on Allah. Rabbina, our sustainer, nourisher, provider. Ma kunna mushrikeen. We never ever committed shirk and polytheism. These are the idol worshippers. These are the kuffar. They will say this. So now it's stalemate. Fine. That's what you are saying. So let's seal your mouth now and let your lungs speak. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim, Surah Yasin. And the mouth is now sealed. Wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. The feet will speak, the hand will speak, and they will say how many times they did and fulfilled the rights of that person, that the whims and fancies of that person by committing kufr and shirk and so forth. So they will speak. That person will wonder. Then the land and the sand will speak. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Chapter 99, Surah Zilzal. Then the angels will come with the big, big books. I use the word big just for my and you puny little brains. With our whole biodata, our whole history and geography. On this day he did this, on that day she did that. We forgot, but they're nothing. Overwhelming evidence. What do you say? Oh, you've been being guilty or not guilty? He will say guilty. Any mitigating circumstances? He'll say none. Do you deserve to go to hell? Yes. Adalam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. And the Muslim, the Muslimah, who live with Iman and Islam and died with it, go enter my Jannah and Paradise. That is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah jalla wa ala, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So Allah Ta'ala addresses these people, the non-Muslims, fadhuku, go and taste the Jahannam. Like how Allah Ta'ala told Abu Jarzuk, so here is plural, فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. So nothing will increase for them but the chastisement. They want this, they want that. The punishment will be piled up and stacked up upon them. اللَّهُمَا جِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ اللَّهُمَا حْفَذْنَا مِنْ اللَّهُمَا إِنَّا نَسَلُكَ جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْأَعْلَى اللَّهُمَّا إِنَّا نَعُوذُ بِكَ اللَّهُمَّا إِنَّا نَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ نَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ خَتِكَ وَغَضَبِكَ وَالنَّارِ. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from your anger, your wrath, and the Jahannam and the hellfire. Allah Jalla wa Ala, envelope us in his mercy. Ameen. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.